A wagon has four.
You'd be spoiled.
I bet. A wagon has four
wheels.
Before a boy went fishing, he dug some
bait.
And what, let's see, what else could you call the bait?
Worms.
Okay. The opposite of rich is
poor.
A woman might keep her nickels and dimes in a little change.
Purse.
A female goat is sometimes called a nanny goat, and a male goat is called a
Billy.
When Little Red Riding Hood was going through the woods, she met a
wolf.
The place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn
field.
We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
corn and patch.
Okay. And we planted roses in the
flower garden.
Okay. The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of
asphalt, cement,
okay,
whichever the case might be.
Okay. The state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is that state up there?
Tennessee.
Yeah. If a person is in trouble, you try to what him?
Help him.
If something isn't wide, then it might be very
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
If somebody wants to go for a ride, he'll go and get in his
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
my aunt.
Now, if it's my mother talking to me, she'd say, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desk.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
mosquito.
The white things that float around, well, that's a bad question. On a beautiful day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, there's not a single
cloud in the sky.
The building that a person lives in is his He doesn't live in his barn, but he lives in his
house. There's a little confusion there, not by you asking the question, but I was thinking about man's home is his mansion, don't you see?
Yeah, uh-huh. Or his castle.
Yes.
That's what my mother used to say.
That's right.
If a small, troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general term could you use to refer to it?
Sugar, don't get over there. Don't get over there.
I get vomit.
No, you
there's
don't
a
need
term,
vomit.
But it doesn't come
to me
like.
Yeah.
Well, now, are you familiar with the term vomit?
Yes. But you see, those words won't come to me.
Well, you're doing just fine.
I'm getting old. When you get 63 and a button, you know, you done got more time behind you than you've got in front of you, is a rule.
Yeah, that's usually true. Well, now, if something was...
Many, many times. I'm trying to think of the word vomit. Yes, sir.
Well, now, if it was a vomit, if you use that word, what kind of animal might it be?
It'd be a possum, a weasel, a skunk.
Well, you're supposed to put it in the trash.
Coon.
See right here? You're supposed to put it in the trash.
Okay.
Fox.
Have you ever heard a person called a vomit?
Yes.
Okay.
They're awesome.